Wonderful to be here.
Good, good. You are the chief commercial officer for Celero. Is it Celero?
It's called Celero.
Okay.
Latin base for accelerated.
All right. Will you give a quick plug for Celero?
Love to. Company of about 250 people. We're based out of Calgary, Western Canada, in fact. Serve about 80 to 100 credit unions, and we're a byproduct of the system, so quite unique. We provide core banking systems, platform, convergence, implementation managed services. Pretty diverse organization, and we're heavily involved with omnichannel strategies and technology.
You guys are running the gamut, it sounds like. So it is. So you're going to be talking tomorrow about collaboration and technology for growth. Can you expand a little bit on this topic for us?
Yeah, the whole premise of the necessity of collaborative innovation, which is really the topic, Michael, is all about the necessity for credit unions to be able to find ways to pool their investment in technology, to innovate together, really to lessen the risk that's involved, because there is often a lot of risk, but also to be able to find ways to deal with disruptors, such as fintech organizations, which can be a confusing field at times, as well as the technology involved. So really what we're talking about is the power of being able to utilize system resources, data, experts in the field, and that's what we try to provide as an organization, and why that journey is so essential to being able to compete with major banks, disruptors, fintechs, and others.
No doubt. Do you have a couple of takeaways? I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder for your whole presentation, but are there a couple of takeaways that attendees can take back?
Yeah, I think the key areas are, A, don't be afraid of taking risks. B, try to ensure that you're working with other credit unions and forming a trust circle, if you will, for how to get engaged with investments, whether it's technology, whether it's process alignment around the way to do things, whether it's shared data. But do that in a way that you're also prepared to fast fail. So you can take a risk on something, but also know how to cut your losses and move on, which is always part of a very, very strong innovation cycle.
That's a big message in the adoption is fast fail. You know, check it out, see if it works, if it's proven. And a lot of credit unions wait until something's proven before they dive in, especially in the States, they do that. So I'm sure in Canada is the same way.
It's very similar in Canada. We work with a number of partner organizations in the U.S. We share not only information but experiences around what it's taken to try to work as part of the system and to overcome that resistance or concern about investment and what can be perceived as a risky approach to how do you move forward. And I think in Canada, in the U.S., and even from what I've seen here, globally, there's
pretty much
very, very similar trends.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, credit unions always talk to each other credit unions before they go talk to whatever vendor they want to go check.
It's always a sensitivity.
Ask your neighbor.
Right. And when you have an adjacent organization, there can be a co-opetition effect as well. What we try to provide is a safe harbor for that. So whether it's data analytics, whether it's enterprise content management, whether it's the approach on things like blockchain that we've been talking about here today.
Yeah.
All of those really do require that there is a safe way of being able to invest together, to test new constructs, and also to be able to scale them, which is a very important point. Because you'll hear terms like sandbox innovation, which is really a fairly low-risk approach to testing new concepts. The issue with sandbox is not as a concept, it's a great one, but you also have to be able to scale out to the system in a way that's affordable for everybody.
And what's the can you elaborate on the sandbox term?
Sandbox would be like playing with data analytics, where you can...
Let's play nice.
Yeah, you can take a month or two of your own data or 90 days of your own data and play with it in your own backyard. It really is contained within that type of fencing. And so you can learn a lot by playing with techniques around how you manipulate data, learn from it, create some insights. The sandbox context is really more of that safe zone to be able to do small-scale innovation.
Okay, makes sense. I was just double-checking. Do you have any advice for credit unions who want to go down this road? I mean, talking technology in general, your head starts to spin, especially for credit unions that don't have the resources to keep after it, you know, like the bigger ones do. Any advice for those folks out there?
Absolutely. Our organization is probably a great example. We're not the only ones, but we were formed with the intent of providing that technological shared resource, if you will, for credit unions. We're owned by credit unions, we operate on behalf of, but part of the importance of the concept in Solero's case was to be created to provision that IT support, that expertise, that technology roadmap on behalf of credit unions, particularly small and medium ones who don't generally have that resource or that investment capability on their own.
Yeah.
So learning to pool that, learning to create the governance model whereby that can be done safely and efficiently is all part of what we would advise organizations to look for in their own community or in their own country.
Isn't it a refreshing... It's kind of a refreshing business model rather than kind of the cutthroat, you know, I'm going to take you down type of thing where credit unions are like, hey, you know what, this is what we're doing. This worked. This didn't work. You know, take that and run with it type of thing. So it's really kind of refreshing.
It is a unique sector. I worked in the telecom industry before where there was exactly that type.
Yeah, I was in the semiconductor industry. And it was
there you go.
Crazy.
Yeah. And as you know, all of those tend to predicate their degree of collaborativeness or working together based on as much as they feel that they can afford to share, which always leaves that fence.
Yeah.
The difference in the credit union sector, it's a beautiful opportunity to do things like create what we call a data lake, where you can share all of the client data, be able to not only benchmark with each other, but learn from the trends across the industry, and do so in a way that data can be safely compartmentalized, if you will, so that you can retain your own, but you can also learn from what's going on across the industry itself. Mm-hmm. And that's just not available to everybody.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. I want to switch gears here. I want to wrap up question here. Obviously, you're presenting here and you're providing some great information. What do you want to learn here? Is there anything specific that you want to take back to Solero and then pass on to your credit union class?
Yes. I mean, for an organization like ours, I mentioned to a couple of people today, the opportunity to be able to sit in the audience and listen to the challenges, the learnings, the things that excite people from a client perspective, and hearing organizations talk about that on a global basis. So what I take back are both the common themes globally that we've been able to pick up on, some of the more complex issues and challenges that we feel we could help with, but also we're learning from others. And it's that collaborative nature, both learning and sharing, that goes on here that for an organization like ours is absolute gold. Hopefully we can give that back in kind.
Great message to end on. Simon, thank you very much. Good job.